Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, since a little chilly, I thought maybe you should take at least mentally a little trip to some place that's warmer and sunnier. Perhaps Florida, Texas, or California. When you go there, when you're in one of those places where it's warm, there may be other states too, but especially thinking about where oranges grow, lemons grow, grapefruit grow, those warm kinds of places. And then you see this tree, not a real big tree, only maybe 12 to 24 feet tall. And it has these large, yellow, bumpy fruits hanging on it. And you're going, what is that? Well, because a friend brought me one from Texas, a lot more people know about Ponderosa lemons. Yeah, lemons. But the one he brought was bigger than most grapefruit, about the same color as a yellow grapefruit. Not quite maybe as bright as you ordinarily think of as a lemon, and kind of bumpy. So you go, oh my goodness, what is this thing? Well, Ponderosa lemon trees are slow growing, and they usually don't get taller than 24 feet. If you put them in a pot, in a container, which you can do, of course, they will stay smaller. The leaves are long and evergreen and glossy and citron-like, and they will be lemon-scented. Now, why would you even want to know about this? Well, I'll get to that in a little bit, but let's talk some more about the plant. They have medium-thick branches, but have many spines. And when it says medium-thick, I'm thinking, okay, when you see these big fruits hanging on the tree, the limbs have to be relatively strong. New growth on the tree is purple-tinged, and the flowers are purple-tinged. And one of the interesting things about it is that it can be blooming and have ripening fruit, have ripened fruit all at the same time. So it's not like we think of an apple tree where it blooms and then you see those little bitty green apples, and then pretty soon you have the ripe apples and pretty much get ripe at about the same time and you harvest them all. Nope, with the Ponderosa lemon, you can just keep on harvesting, and you probably don't need a big bunch of them either. One at a time, if it's for your household, would be plenty. So the fruit is not usually grown for commercial purposes. I'm thinking maybe because of the shipping, the weight, and then, of course, people would have to be educated about it. But it is commonly grown in these warmer places as an ornamental plant, and probably mostly because it has these beautiful leaves. They're lemon-scented. The flowers are purple. The leaves initially are sort of purple, and they bloom pretty much all year long, along with those yellow fruits hanging there. So it sounds like a great ornamental plant. How did all of this happen? Well, it was really a chance. Mother Nature had a hand in this, and it was, they think, originated in 1887, and it was introduced to the nursery trade in about 1900. In areas where, like us, where the winters, you just couldn't grow it in the winter cold, they can be grown in smaller containers, and usually if they're sold in a nursery for that purpose, they are grafted to dwarf rootstocks, so they do maintain a smaller size, or of course they can be pruned to help keep them to a smaller size also. While the fruit, we call it a lemon, and you look at it and you say, that doesn't look like a lemon at all, it really is lemon flavor. And to prove that point, I used my Ponderosa lemon to make lemon cake. And it was interesting. And then I shared it with the master gardeners. And one of the master gardeners said, well, you know, I want to taste that. So she dug out a piece and popped it in her mouth. And oh, the look on her face. She said, oh, yes, this is sour. It is lemon. So it truly is a lemon flavor. So it has the same acidity and can be used just the way you would use a lemon that you're ordinarily use, in the same kind of proportion. It's basically just like the lemons we usually see in the grocery store. But because it is so large, with one, I have made 2 lemon cakes, which probably used, close to, maybe not quite, 2 cups of lemon juice, and there was still juice left. So that gives you an idea about how much lemon juice is in there. Now, I've talked about the outside of it, how it looks bigger than a normal grapefruit, actually. And when you cut it open, well, that's an interesting sight also. There are quite a few seeds, and the rind on this one was probably three quarters of an inch thick, maybe an inch thick. So very thick rind on it, but still lots of good lemon inside and lots of good lemon juice. So this particular Ponderosa lemon has had lots of viewings and lots of tastings. One of the master gardeners, you won't be surprised by this, got some of the seeds out, taking them home, and going to see if she can grow one. So that will be an interesting thing to watch. Now, they do grow slowly, so she's going to have a lot of patience to see if this is actually going to work. But again, that will have to be inside. The USDA hardiness zone for a Ponderosa lemon is zones 9 to 11. So it's going to have to either be inside here and maybe as much light as possible to make it grow. So Ponderosa lemons. Now, after I made those cakes, there's still lemon juice left there. What do we do with leftover lemon? And sometimes, you know, you're making a lemon product and doesn't quite take all of the lemon juice. Perhaps part of it is you use the lemon rind and then you have some juice left. What do you do with it? Well, the first thing you can do is just kind of keep it in the fridge for a short time and put it in your glass of water. As you drink water, add a little lemon juice, adds a little zing, and it's really healthy for you also. And, of course, you could freeze it. Maybe freeze it in small ice cubes so you could put one in your glass as you drink that lemon juice and make it last longer. Or, of course, you could measure it out in, if you have something that a recipe that you use often that takes, for instance, 1/3 of a cup of lemon juice or 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, whatever, measure it out and freeze it in that specific amount. So the next time you make that product, all you have to do is take the juice out of the refrigerator or out of the freezer, and there you have it all measured out. But lemon juice has a ton of uses. It is, of course, acidic, which makes it somewhat of a disinfectant, and it also is a bleach, a very mild bleach. So when you think about those two things, you can think about some of the ways that you might use it. Lemon juice will make hard water stains and other marks on glass disappear. So you just use the straight lemon juice on a sponge for the tough jobs. Or you can put it in, mix it with some water and put it in a spray bottle. And it's a great cleaner. You don't need some of the other cleaning products for windows. You could just use lemon juice. It can be used as a metal polish. Slice a lemon in half, dip it in salt, and rub it onto metal surfaces like stainless steel ranges and copper pots, and you'll come out with a gleaming product there. What about, here's one that I hadn't heard of, and I have not tried it. So the next time I cook rice, I will try this. A few drops of lemon juice added to simmering rice will keep it from sticking to the pot. Very interesting. How about, you like to have a little, we're going to talk about hair. And in the summertime, you go out and it gets a little light and streaked because you're in the sun. Well, you don't have to wait for the sun. You can use lemon juice. Use a bit of lemon right on the strands that you want to make lighter. Or you can, just rinse your hair in a lemon juice mixture. So it produces that natural looking highlights at home without using some of the other strong products that you have. Long list. One of the other things that I've used lemon juice for a long time, again, because it has that acidic quality. If you want to keep apples, pears, and so on from turning brown, you have them sliced and you want to keep them from turning brown, a little lemon juice will keep that. Also avocado, that turns brown really quickly. and cauliflower. Any fruit or veggie that you want to keep looking white, a little lemon juice will make that happen. Long list. That's just the beginning of a list of things that you could do with lemon juice. So until next time, remember that old saying, someone gives you a lemon, make lemonade.